God veils more than he reveals to Moses, and for a very good reason. Moses, the son of the Egyptian court, the son of Egyptian culture, brought up in the king's presence, would know a thing or two about how to treat gods. Firstly, you find out their names so that you can address them properly and respectfully. Secondly, you build a temple in which you house this image of the god. Thirdly, you offer all sorts of sacrifice and incense so that there's enough smoke in the temple so that the god cannot see outside of the temple. Fourthly, you keep the god in the temple for as long as possible, because gods let loose in the world outside are a dangerous thing. They smite and they reward capriciously. So when Moses asks of this burning bush a divine name, a handle by which he can know God, he is asking for a whole lot more. He's asking for the means to control God, the means to be able to make an image appropriate to the name, wall that image up in some temple with its priesthood to make sure that the God cannot affect the world. That, of course, is already a lost battle for Moses, because this God appears to him outside of the confines of the boundaries of his own nation, outside of the confines of the boundaries of a temple, and outside of the confines of the priesthood. This God is totally free and totally able to approach shepherds and refugees, as Moses is at this point. God's utter freedom is what is here signed most significantly. And that utter freedom is also a freedom to be compassionate towards the people of Israel, to hear their sufferings and to partake in that suffering with them, and then to provide a response, an answer, a relief to their anxiety and their pain. God veils from Moses any means by which Moses could manipulate him. And God reveals to Moses this presence which is unbounded, which is always there for the lonely, the lost, the suffering, the refugee, the criminal, the murderer, the landless, the homeless. The God we are asked to follow, the God of the Jesus who says to people to come to him, all who labor and are burdened, and he will be the source of rest. The same God who veils from Moses any means by which to manipulate him, reveals to Moses and strengthens that revelation through Christ, reveals to us constant care, constant companionship, and constant love. Amen.